Welcome to Twisted Tendrils, the podcast where we give horrific writing advice. I am your host, Laura Nash. Welcome to Twisted Tendrils, Horrific Writing Advice, Episode 12, How to Write Flash Fiction. I've broken down the process of writing a flash piece into 10 steps, although step 5 will have 7 sub-steps. If you have any further thoughts on the subject, please send them to me on Twitter, at LauraNettles4. Now, let's start with what flash fiction is, go over the steps, then end with some tips. Flash fiction, generally a story under 1,000 words. Publications may list specific word counts they are looking for under the flash umbrella. Most are 300 to 1,000 words. Others are up to 1,500 or have no lower limit. They are between a drabble, which is exactly 100 words, and a short story in length. Here's an overview of the steps. Read flash, find prompts, stare at the prompt, find a timer, write, read it out loud, edit, beta readers, edit again, and submit to publishers. Now let's break it down. Step 1. Read. Read flash fictions for inspiration and to see how others deal with the limited word count. Lots of publications will post them online or in printed anthologies. Just do a quick search of your preferred genre and the word flash fiction. See what comes up. Some great places for horror flash are Flash Fiction Online, Flash Fiction Library, as well as the No Sleep Podcast and Tales to Terrify Podcast, which have flash sometimes. Read, listen, enjoy. Step 2. Prompts. Sometimes you need a prompt as a jumping off point. Whether it's a couple sentences, a painting, or a soundbite, there are many different types out there. If you want a challenge, have a list of 5 or 10 words you must include in the story. This can lead to interesting results and twists you would have never thought of otherwise. I have a list of 120 horror prompts I've come up with on my blog at lauranettles.com if you're in need of some. For paintings, I usually use Francisco Goya or the Polish painter Beksinski. That's Beksinski. He also has some interesting photography. Salvador Dali is another great one for inspiration. I used Elephants in the Sky for a flash piece just this week. Location ambience can be fun to listen to for ideas as well. The dripping of water in a dungeon, underwater currents of the deep ocean, dampened nature in a foggy forest, the hustle and bustle of a tavern. All are great wells to draw from. Step 3. Stare/listen. Take in the prompt you have now decided on. Sit and listen to the environment, or take in the abstract brushstrokes. What forms or figures do you see? Is there a backstory to the man being eaten? Why is the cathedral organic with pulsing veins covering the facade? Who would venture into such a place? Read the prompt sentences, pulling apart setting clues and possible motivations. How many characters are needed? Is there an obvious way to take it? Is that the best way to go? Can you think of a less apparent route that you won't get stuck on after the first sentence? If you want, you can write down a couple bullet points as a roadmap of what you want to include or hit. You don't need a full-on novel outline and 5-generation family trees with who got cut off for what, when they aren't even going to show up or have a direct impact on the short flash piece. Step 4. Time. Set up a timer to write to. Usually somewhere between 20 and 40 minutes. You can take a break in the middle to see where you are and breathe, but I highly encourage writing the first draft under a time crunch. This forces you to skip the unimportant stuff. Let strange turns twist the story as the inspiration strikes to incorporate the must-include words. You should be at the climax of your story by the time you have 1/3 of your allotted timer left, This will force you to think of alternatives if you didn't make it all the way to the place of execution for your original idea of an ending. If you don't like your new twist, you can always go back and write the original ending in revision. Usually, the surprises turn out to be the most unique and fun for me, though. You can have the silent timer with just an alarm in one tab, and the ambient soundscapes in another. Or use a timer with music if you want. Sometimes, I just write in silence. It's totally up to you. I like to have timers with an image that relates to my story to use for more inspiration sometimes. A jagged tree in front of a Victorian house. A foggy forest. A spider web. The options are limitless. I usually use YouTube for my timers, but if all else fails, you can just Google timer, and a widget with a timer will be at the top of the search results for you to use, free of charge. Step 5. Write. This is the one with the sub-steps, don't worry. Put your fingers on the keyboard, start the timer, and let it rip. There is no specific formula like Save the Cat to follow for flash fiction. You can write something more along the lines of prose poetry if you'd like. Explore a moment, not a saga. Where is your character and what do they want? You don't need a detailed character profile when dealing with Flash. I didn't even know the gender of my main character for one of my 100-word travels. Let's break this down into sub-steps. Sub-step A. Opening image. What do you want your reader to see first? Usually it's the main character doing something that reveals character, or the environment, especially if it's different from mundane Earth. I've opened with contemplations of the character going over their body parts that don't feel like their own, describing them in off-putting ways to set the tone and mood of the piece. In another, I open with a fairy whispering in the almost sleeping little girl's ear, offering to grant a wish. I describe the effects the creepy voice has on the girl, juxtaposing it with a mountain of cuddly teddy bears she's lying under. Sub B. Hook the reader. Get to the crux of the story fast. Why are we here? Why do we care? What makes this interesting / different? Is there a trope explored? Get to it. Sub C. Inciting incident. Sometimes this takes place in the opening image. Spark the change. Something shifts that can't go back. Sub D. Chekhov's guns. If you already know your ending, set up clues readers can thread together. Is a lock of hair going missing? It better show up in a big way at the end, maybe as part of a ritual. Is reality rippling? Mention this so when mirror dimension creatures show up in the climax, it's not confusing / unearned. Is the main character unreliable? Show another person confused at the main character's retelling of events in the beginning, or make them tell a historical event wrong, or describe a known object strangely so we know not to believe everything they see and say, so the twist isn't out of the blue and cheap. If you don't know your ending yet, you can do this in revision. Sub E, the middle. Keep your details restricted to what's interacting with your main character, or they are experiencing. If you need to get some backstory in, contain it to one paragraph tops. Maybe a couple lines of internal thought reminiscing or lamenting. This is where you can move from the first location to the second. Move from one mood to the next. This is the transition. Needs to be there, but don't stuff it with fillers. Keep it succinct. In novels, this is the fun in games. If you need a game, limit the number the character gets up to one. Just one. The big one. But you only have 1,000 words total, so it needs to not be complex, but impactful. Not Hunger Games or multiple round tournaments. Think task to kill their friend to save their sibling type of simple, but high stakes impact. Or they are haunted by the fairy they made a deal with until they get fed up, ready to snap. Or they go all out for one night before their appointed death. Sub F. The climax. This is where things really hit the fan. You usually need at least 6 minutes left on the timer when you get to this point. Make sure all the words you needed to include have been incorporated. If there is a straggler, see if you can fold it into the prose now. The tension in the story should be coming to a head at this point. Sometimes, shorter and shorter sentences are the best way to make the action or image punchier and stand out without being lost in purple prose. Here's an example about a woman's reflection. She keeps looking at me with such disappointment, grief, loathing, fury, her screams release as her shards go flying. The climax can be where something is revealed that makes you look at the story in a new light. Those are my favorite, but it's not a requirement. A twist that the unique world is actually mundane, or that the legendary city is actually a living creature and hungry. Sub G. Conclusion. Most flash fictions don't have time or word space for tying up all the loose ends in a denouement. We can still have some questions, that's fine, but at least the opening question should be answered. Since I mostly write horror, I usually end with the protagonist dying, being assimilated into a cosmic being, having the worldview shattered, or doing the inciting incident again, but even bigger this time. More impactful. We've seen what the character has been through more and care about them more. The stakes have raised. The redo of the inciting incident should make us cringe with pain, or, in the case of a romance, flutter with anticipation and happiness. Step 6. Out loud. Read your story out loud to yourself, or have the computer read it to you. You will catch many errors, clunky sentences, run-ons, or repeated words that way. Where do you stumble? What do you reword naturally into smoother sentences? Are there any sentences that don't make sense or you dropped halfway through? It's a great way to comb through. Step 7. Edit. Go through and make every word earn its place. Swap out words for stronger, more accurate ones. Highlight words you use repeatedly, then replace some with alternatives and/or restructure the sentences so you can cut a few. Reevaluate your ending. Brainstorm and rewrite it in a different direction if you don't feel satisfied with it. You don't need a timer for this. The blank page has already been conquered. Think about poetic devices you can incorporate to make the flow more rhythmic and musical. Alliteration, assonance, consonants, similes, metaphors, isocolons, countdowns, all those types of things. Step 8. Beta readers. Find someone or a couple people to read your story and give feedback. I like to give them Google Docs so they can comment in line with the text, highlight words I repeat too often or use as a crutch, where I filter, etc. Compile their notes and see what resonates. Step 9. Edit again. Incorporate the feedback that you believe improves your story. Sometimes that requires rewriting sections, incorporating more character motivation, threading through Chekhov's guns, more description, increasing the stakes, or tweaking / adding a twist. Remember, 1,000 words. Step 10. Publish. There are lots of publications looking for flash fictions to publish, both in written and audio formats. Next episode, I'll go over how to find these publications and best practices for submitting. Turnarounds can take 2 hours to 6 months or more. Depends entirely on the publisher, their vetting process, and how many people submit to them daily. Now, on to a few tips. Tip number 1. It should have a beginning, middle, and end. The beginning doesn't have to be very far, timeline-wise, from the end, but there should be a setup and payoff. Something needs to change. Even if the story is a character study where the character is contemplating their existence, something did change at some point. They had a beginning, change, and endpoint they are exploring, mulling over, comparing. Tip number 2. As a rule of thumb, have no more than 3 characters on screen or physically present in the scene. An unnamed crowd can count as one since they're more like a conglomerate. Tip 3. Keep it to 1 or 2 locations. You don't have time to move from place to place to place without a ton of white room syndrome. Concentrate on utilizing a location to its fullest potential. Pull us in with multiple senses. What does it look, feel, smell like? Why is your character there in particular? Is it the best location for the story to take place in, or should you recast it to another, more unique and interesting location? Tip 4. Keep things limited to what matters to the story. If you linger on something, mention details about it, the reader will think it's important and going to come up in the story like a Chekhov's gun. Do you have the word count space for a red herring aimed at the protagonist? Don't just throw something in to throw the reader off and not the character as well. The reader will not appreciate it. Tip number 5. Make every word earn its place. This is not the time to overwrite. Use strong verbs, look for crutch words, get rid of redundant phrases, condense descriptions to what matters to the story and character. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope the 10 steps and 7 sub-steps were helpful. As I said, next episode is about finding publications to submit your spectacular flash fictions to. Hope to see you then. And remember, keep your writing spooky. You have been listening to Twisted Tendrils, Horrific Writing Advice by Laura Nettles.